Good morning.
Good morning.
It is truly a delight for me to be here with you all this morning. I'd like to open my... I'm getting a lot of feedback. Is everybody hearing that okay? I would like to start this morning with a big old special thank you to Reverend Kleber Van Zandt. I had the honor of meeting Reverend Van Zandt this past spring at the Central Midwest District Annual Meeting, which is a meeting of Unitarian Universalists from this part's five states throughout the country, and we gathered this spring. At this meeting, along with Reverend Van Zandt, I met several members of your congregation. If you were at that meeting and I got to meet you, raise your hand if you were around. So one or two people. The members presented a workshop on the profound community building that is taking place in your social justice work with other organizations here in Alton. Of particular note for me as a minister of color within Unitarian Universalism is the intentionality that has taken place to ensure that you, as a congregation, are working in solidarity with members of your community and not in a posture of benevolent paternalism. The posture of how can I help you without a deeper connection to what is taking place in the lives of those we are in community with. To be clear, it is noble work that many congregations within our faith community across the country offer to those within their communities and around the world, that is, in giving of some of their monetary resources to support those less fortunate than we are. However, I think there is a moral, ethical, and religious question that arises when we give of our money, but we continue to maintain the human separation that is sorely needed in our aching, complex, and sometimes beautiful communities and world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I bet you're wondering, what does any of this have to do with you here today and my offer for us to get on the bus, honoring your past social justice work and creating deeper justice? Are you ready to journey with me this morning?
Yes.
I come from Madison, Wisconsin. Are you ready to journey with me this morning?
Yes.
Thank you, that feels better. Not that you have to say yes, but that it feels better. I heard and have heard this morning of your deep historical roots to more social justice. A history of 30 or 40 years ago being on the front lines of this work. That in the last 5 to 10 years, you have done welcoming congregations, which I'll talk a little bit about in a few seconds. You've opened your congregation for 3 years serving meals to 700 people, right? 700 people have come through these doors. I've also heard you talk about being the young people giving canned goods and doing things. You heard some of your youngest say it's about doing our best to do better for the world, right? That the lessons are happening and it's not happening through osmosis. The young folks are getting it, right? Again, I've heard from Reverend Van Zandt and others the transformation that has taken place with your taking on the Welcoming Congregation program. Of course, not everyone has been 100% accepting of this work, which is often the case. The Albin Institute puts out information, if 70% of your congregation is doing a particular thing, that's a good statistic, right? 70%. And if you have 70% doing that kind of work with the Welcoming Congregation, that is good work. I can attest to the level of diversity that is happening within your congregation because of this large percentage of folks that have committed to doing social justice. specifically the increase in the number of folks here who identify as lesbian, gay, transgendered, and intersexed and queer folks. There's also been an increase of the number of folks who are straight allies. This is not easy work. We're learning that young folks are still, in 2010, killing themselves for not having the safety to say, this is who I am. Friends, our Unitarian Universalist faith call us to this work in our congregations. There's also been an increase in the number of individuals and families here who are of economically diverse backgrounds. This has not always been the case for this congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Let's take a little pause to give yourselves a round of applause for the work. A pause, right? And yes, I come today to share in yet a deeper challenge in our work for social and racial justice. I would like to share some insights I've gained in taking public transportation where I live, hence my desire to use the title, Get on the Bus. I offer this phrase, get on the bus, as a literal or metaphorical challenge as the opening line of the sermon, because some of us already ride the bus, and others may take this journey with me today through personal reflections. Right? I would hope that some of you take the challenge to get on the bus that Alton has for a dollar. It's really inexpensive, and it covers a vast swath of the community of Alton as a religious and spiritual practice. Today, I wanted to share some examples of how my getting on the bus as a spiritual religious exercise helped me to see as a Unitarian Universalist or people in this community that we're called to deeper work in our social and racial justice. We must continue to increase our connections to people who are different than who we are. I also would like to suggest by taking on this challenge, it's yet another way to be in better relationship with ourselves and with our neighbors. Rereading the call to worship this morning from Reverend Fritz, it reminds us to be human is to be aware of our separation. We want to love and to be loved by our friends, by our parents, our children. But often we feel alone, not knowing the right things to do or the right words to say. We want to live in harmony with the land, the water, the air, the plants, and the animals. But often we feel like clumsy blunderers, estranged from the worlds around us and the people around us. He offers, the confession of our separation is an act of humility, a willingness to admit that we are not as wise or as confident as we appear to be, that inside we sometimes feel lonely and confused. The act of confession is the first step in moving into relationship. To feel the presence of God, we first stand at a distance, feeling our separation. Then we turn and move into relationship, opening our hearts to other people, to the earth, to the sounds of music. In turning, we feel a mutual contact, the reciprocal meeting of the fullness of life between one active existence to another. We call this experience grace. A few weeks ago, as I was taking the bus from one side of Madison, Wisconsin to another, I again began to realize just how much my community rides the public bus. More apparent was just how deep the separations are between me and those who take this mode of transportation. For example, I took note of the sheer number of people on the bus, the flow through the different communities that make up Madison, and my feelings and reaction to each individual, group, and in many cases, the families that shared in my ride that morning. To be more specific, I was astounded by my reactions and how my own isms showed up. By isms, I mean my own classism, internalized racism, ageism, ableism, and sexism, to name a few. They all smacked upside my soul. Yes, even as a good, liberal-minded, African-American, Chinese, gay, Unitarian Universalist minister, I too struggle to hold myself accountable to the very ideals I honor most about being a citizen of the world. How about any of you? How do you hold yourselves accountable for the thoughts, patterns, and behaviors that you hold? Mostly this is from deep socialization, a socialization that keeps us from living more into what we say we believe as Unitarian Universalists or friends of this living and evolving faith tradition. Do we continue to live into the belief that I have no isms that keep me separated from those I love and in communities where I live and work and church and shop, where I find myself every day? Am I willing to do the necessary work, the soul work needed to continue to grow into these ideals? They are ideals, lofty ideals, of being the best Unitarian Universalist I am called to be. How might getting on the bus, if we do not already ride it, teach me about myself, about my thoughts and behaviors that I hold that sometimes go unexamined? What might it mean if small groups of you began to do monthly discussions after getting on the bus to explore this challenge? Moreover, is this the kind of congregation that is continuing to peel the layers back on these issues that keep us from living up to our high ideals? For example, where are you as individuals or as a congregation in engaging the Unitarian Universalist programs offered to better engage the social and racial justice issues of our day? For example, looking at the Journey Towards Wholeness ministry that's offered, for taking the year-long Building the World We Dream About curriculum that's offered. Friends, getting on the bus 2 weeks ago, although it highlighted my continued growing edges in this lifelong work, it is also true just how connected I am to my community. On that same bus ride, a younger male shared with me in deep detail what was with him that morning. I would like to share aspects of his story in brief as he related them to me. He literally walked up to me after little small talk and shared that he was a 38-year-old, 6 months sober, was proud to be on track in his life as he was taking auto mechanics courses at the local college. He beamed that he was so happy he got to spend the weekend with his children, was able to spend time reading with them at night, but this was big for him because he never had it as a child. All I did was listen and affirm him for the progress he was making. I never got his name, and he knew little to nothing about me. I hold him, and I ask us to hold him in our thoughts as I offer his story to you. What might it mean for each of us to get on the bus, literally? How might such a spiritual and religious practice call us into a deeper kind of social and racial justice future? What would be gained in taking such a challenge? What if it produces the kind of transformation we want to see in this congregation and in our communities? In the words shared this morning in our responsive reading by Henry David Thoreau, he says, "I wish to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life. I wish to learn what life has to teach and not. When I come to die, discover that I have not lived." I applaud your social justice making thus far in living more into what our Unitarian Universalist principles and values ask of us. I also look forward to your continued growth in seeing this from afar. I know we can make room at the precious welcome table of life for more peoples. May it be so. Blessed be. Shalom, salam, and a good old Alton, amen.
Amen.
Woo!